When you think of pioneers, you might imagine Little House on the Prairie or the Oregon Trail game many played in the 90s. One thing these popular depictions of pioneers have in common is that they're white, but pioneers weren't all white. And historians argue it's important to set the record straight. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones explains.
So the directions said to turn left in Henry, Nebraska, which is just a mile.
I'm driving down a lonely country road. It's August, late in the day. Far away wildfire smoke tinges everything hazy, makes the sun seem closer to setting than it is. There are sunflowers everywhere. I'm looking for a cemetery.
And I'm driving back to see if I missed it somewhere.
The cemetery is the last remnants of an old community that used to be here, northeast of Torrington, just shy of Nebraska. But I can't find it anywhere, just these bucolic fields fecund with corn. I turn around. And it's right there.
The Sheep Creek Cemetery. Inside the fence is the white people, the white, I guess, settlers or whoever that are buried here. And then outside of the fence are black settlers.
Those graves outside the fence are all that remains of Empire, Wyoming.
The town of Empire, or let's start over right there, because it was never really a town.
That's Todd Gunther. He's an anthropologist and historian at Central Wyoming College.
The community of Empire had its origins in 1908 when several families of black immigrants from Nebraska moved up into the Sheep Creek Valley and claimed homesteads and started farming and ranching in that area right on the Nebraska-Wyoming border.
These homesteaders were prosperous in Nebraska. They were descended from slaves, and their parents and grandparents had achieved an American dream. They'd gone from being owned to owning land. But now, in 1908, they were running out of farmland in Nebraska. And historian Jake Freefeld, who specializes in homesteaders, he says one of the families didn't feel super welcome in Nebraska.
The Spies family were classically trained musicians. The children would travel and put on concerts. They show up to give a concert one night, and the mostly white audience, or all white audience, is upset that it's not a minstrel show.
So they set up farms over the border in Wyoming. But man, farming was hard there. Dry, high altitude, and hostile neighbors.
Right from the earliest days, there were racial tensions. And whenever something would disappear, somebody would misplace an item or lose an item, the black families would be accused right away of stealing.
There were threats of violence, of white mobs coming for black people, for their families. And then in 1913, something terrible happened. Baseman Taylor was an Empire homesteader who sold his farm equipment and went to work in a Torrington restaurant. And he suffered from mental illness.
At some point, his family became concerned that he was a danger to himself. He had been suffering from what was probably depression and wanted him put in a hospital, I believe for that time it was called, for the mentally insane. They get the Goshen County Sheriff to come get him. He is beaten and then he dies in the custody and is killed by the Goshen County Sheriff.
Baseman hadn't committed any crime or violence. This was a lynching. Between 1904 and 1920, at least 5 black men were lynched in Wyoming. That means that in those years, Wyoming had the number one lynching rate in the country.
So I'm not talking about like the law and order lynchings in Laramie in the 1860s or 70s. We're talking about racially motivated lynchings, the murder at the hands of a mob.
Soon after Baseman Taylor's murder, Empire dissolved. One or two at a time, people left. At its height, Empire was a collection of 65 black-owned farms. But by 1930, only 4 people were left, and the Dust Bowl quickly swept those 4 away. For years, most people in Wyoming didn't know that Empire existed. And while I've been working on this story, most Wyomingites I've spoken to still don't. But a couple years ago, the Wyoming State Museum sponsored a traveling exhibit about Empire. And there's a new Empire historical marker now at a rest stop on I-25 near Wheatland. The marker was just erected this year. Carla Slocum is a sociologist who studies Black towns. She says stories of Black people's impact on American history have been erased.
You know, if we're going to tell the American story and if we're going to tell American history, we need to have it complete. And there are so many silences around the Black presence that this Black town story is one of those parts that helps add to and round out the American story.
Back at the cemetery, I can just find two Empire graves. That is, graves outside the fence where Black people were allowed to be buried. The two spread far apart, like the living were making room for generations to come. Like there would be other families, new families, crowding in between. But there's only these two graves, far apart from one another, in a cornfield. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Erin Jones.